The big news this week has been the president's decision to open relations with Cuba, following Cuba's decision to agree to a prisoner swap and the release of aid worker Alan Gross. But the roots of this decision go back years and involve a professor at the School of Theology and Ministry at Seattle University.
Well, I was ushered into his office with almost no security.
Dr. Michael Kinneman was the General Secretary of the National Council of Churches in 2011.
The National Council first called for normalization of relations with Cuba as early as 1968.
But it wasn't until the arrest of Alan Gross that Dr. Kinneman and others saw a real opportunity to do something. On behalf of the National Council of Churches, he asked for and got a meeting with Raul Castro.
He showed me, to begin with, some of the photos from his time as a revolutionary in the mountains, including with Che Guevara. So we started with looking at artifacts. Part of this, of course, is to remind me of the history, where they come from. And part of the concern, I think, that he had was to insist that the revolution of 1959 had its roots in Cuban history.
He talked with Castro for 2.5 hours, and he had a request.
We asked for a meeting with Alan Gross, who was in his, I think, second year of incarceration at that time, and they granted it. And I pressed for his release on humanitarian grounds. I said, we're not questioning the judicial system in Cuba, but you know as well as I that his incarceration creates a major roadblock to the normalization of relations in the U.S., and that he was in poor health, and this would be claiming the high ground to allow his release. And President Castro said this would be very difficult as long as the Cuban Five were held in the United States.
Of course, as part of this week's deal, the rest of the Cuban Five, who had been sent by Cuba to Florida to spy on the more extreme Cuban exile groups, were indeed released. But the meeting back in 2011 was about more than just a swap. Dr. Kinneman also saw an opportunity to end the trade embargo, and he may have planted a seed. In fact, it was Alan Gross himself who gave him the idea.
There may have been bugs in the room, I don't know, but he spoke very freely about his sense of real innocence, that this was politically motivated. But he also spoke very strongly about his support for the Cuban people, which you heard him say yesterday when he gave his news conference as well. And I told Raul Castro, you know, he's the best possible public face, really, on dropping the embargo. Because here's a guy who was imprisoned in Cuba who thinks it's completely wrong. So release him. Let him go back to the United States and talk about the fact that the embargo blockade is simply counterproductive.
That was in 2011. And now, 3 years later, with a little boost from Pope Francis, here we are. And to those who would oppose opening trade with Cuba, Dr. Kinneman says we have a moral responsibility to look at Cuba as a nation of human beings, not just a political competitor.
Our record here has not been a positive one from a humanitarian perspective. It has not been a positive one from a political perspective, and I, for one, am very glad to see the changes.
Dr. Michael Kinneman, visiting professor at Seattle University's School of Theology and Ministry, and in this case, a witness to history.